Isso aí tá bom, gente.
All the Rishonim are bothered with. On the one hand, Agamar tells us that the Dilma Beis that Avonos Kipsel Shenichen Barosh Agag V'Nofel Baruch Metzuya is considered to be Eish, and if it's considered to be a told of Eish, and if it's considered to be a told of Eish, so it's properly subject to Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Isha Mishim Chitza, we accept the Halacha. If that's the case, so then if you can dot, if anything that damages through the institution of Isha Mishim Chitza, not only is it chayef and Ezekiel, but it's also by extension chayef nisav. You kill somebody that way. That was an almost explicit gemara by the Kabbalah of Beis. Let's give it a surf as a godish. If you put all those pieces of the puzzle together, then the Rishonim were bothered. But how come the Gemara in Sanhedrin presents the story of a person throwing a rock up and fun and killing? How come the Gemara only is mechayef the person if the rock travels a couple of inches, a couple of feet away from where he threw it up? If it just goes up and comes down again, so somehow that falls short. Somehow that's not considered to be chayev misa mishumesh. Why not? Why is that fundamentally different than the case in Baba Kama Dav Gimel? That's the basic kasha. What's the difference between Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin and Baba Kama Dav Gimel? So we had a few mahalchim yesterday. We saw Rabbi Nadavid is quoted by the Ran, who says that gravity is different than wind, and again, very highly controversial statement that the Chazaran didn't want to accept. Then we saw Tosfos, who threw the hands up and says that there really is no difference, and that Gemara Sanhedrin is actually Shalok HaLoch, that Gemara is following with Shalokish. But if you really truly accept Rabbi Yochanan, so then you have to make the guy Chayav Misa the same way Chayav in Ezekiel. And then we ended off the Shia yesterday by saying that we don't believe the Rambam buys into either of those two answers. We don't believe that the Rambam bought into that gravity, wind, marshal, that distinction of Rabbeinu David. And we are certain that the Rambam did not buy into places, because in fact, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the Sechah Sanhedrin, and the Rambam paskins are Yochanan, and the Rambam paskins that these are totals of age. So the Rambam obviously can't fall back on Tosis' approach. Sanhedrin should look at Locha. So what is the correct answer to the Shiva Sinai? So comes Reb Chaim and raises the following fundamental bia, the fundamental yisoid, as to how to understand what Isha B'Shem Chitzav is all about. And understanding what Isha B'Shem Chitzav is all about and understanding what it's not all about will shed some significant light on all of these sugyas and put the Rambam into proper perspective. So Reb Chaim starts off Kedarkei B'Kodesh with the following shayla, the following hakir almost. What would life have been like pre-Isha B'Shem Chitzav? In order to understand what the chiddush of Isha B'Shem Chitzav is, you have to understand what we would have thought before. And in order to get to the essence of what the Torah Kaddish is, all in one word, Hamavir, that's it. The Rebbe Hashem wrote that one word in the Torah, Hamavir, licked in that one word, the sugyas and sugyas and taizim and rambam and Reb Chaim, in one word, the Rebbe Hashem, Hamavir. What is exactly the chiddush of Hamavir? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Isha B'Shem Chitzav? So you have to understand what the Svar has shown and what the baseline would have been and what's being mischadished to us. So says Reb Chaim, one can understand this in one of two ways. One can understand that the Svar HaRishona of what I would have thought Isha, what Isha is all about, pre the Gzeres HaKos of Hamavir, I would have said, this is not even in the ballpark of another Mamazik. This is B'chol not another Mamazik. Maybe you would be chayev like Bor, like Eish, like Shane, like Reg, like it would have potentially been chayev, even if the Torah would have just said Yisei to Eish and Matzah Kotzim Shalim Yishalim finished, and didn't say Amavir. I didn't have like lost sleep over the fact that I'm chayev to pay. I would have thought my Eish is like my Bor, like my Shane, like my Reg, like my Karen. I could have bought into that, but to say that it's an Odom Hamazik, to say that it's my mechateisa, I would have said that it's my. I didn't do anything. I didn't take a sledgehammer. I didn't shoot an arrow. I'm having a barbecue in my backyard. I'm lighting a fire. What does my barbecue have to do with your the fact that your house burnt down 20 miles away? So the svar rishayin would have been that's not my koach, not a mazik zero. What's the kamash balon? The kamash balon is you talk all right. You're not really an Adam Mazik. This is not really shooting an arrow. This is not really banging with a sledgehammer. This is not really punching a guy. Not really breaking an arm. This is not really Adam Mazik. But you know what? The Torah is giving mechadish to me that Shalom Yishalom Mavras of Eira, we're going to treat you like an Adam Mazik. We're going to call you an Adam Mazik. Well, maybe one could say that what led me to believe, even in the world of pre-Gzeres HaKosov, that there is some dimension of Adam HaMazik here. It's not so crazy to say that this was some degree of Adam HaMazik, even before the Torah was mischadish to me. Why? Why is this a little bit closer to Mazik? Why is this closer than to my ox eating your property? Why is this closer than to my ox goring your ox? What's the answer? Who lit the fire? I lit the fire. I was Mazik as Aish. At the end of the day, the fire didn't come out of nowhere. I'm in a vacuum. I lit a fire. So why do I need a Chiddush HaTorah to say that I'm Chayav HaTorah Mazik? What's the answer by say? What is staring me in the face and saying you're not really another Mazik? What is it about Eish that's preventing me from bleak there, Sarkosov? What's stopping Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish didn't buy into this discourse. Reish Lakish didn't think Hamavra meant anything. So how come Reish Lakish didn't just say, yeah, you're right, it's another Mazik? What's the answer? What? Because it's Kachach Murabai. The real equal bedova, the real impediment to saying that it's another Mazik is that dimension of Kachach Murabai. So now I have in a pre-world, again, I'm living in a pre-world of Amavra Sabeira. I never heard of this deal, I never read Pashur, never went to fifth grade, so I don't really know. I just learned Babakam. Never learned Chumash, just learned Babakam. Not that would ever happen to somebody, it could be. When I open up Mishnayos, I see Eish is Chayav Gavaldik. I don't know what it says in the Chumash. Eish is Chayav, Mishkach, Eish is Chayav. So is Eish Chayav in a pre-world of Hamavir, is it out of the Mamazik? Can't tell. Is it Mamun? Not sure. What's my source of Suffolk? Kachach Murabo. Comes exists a Kosov and says, what, Rabbi Say? What is Kosov day? If the latest Suffolk was that it's a Kachach Murabo, what's made the exam? What's the Schadish in exists a Kosov? That don't harp on the fact that it's Kachach Murabo. Don't overestimate, don't overvalue, don't give too much credibility to the fact that it's Kachach Murabo, but rather go back to what your initial thought was. To guess what? This is Adam HaMazik. You know why? Because this really is kocho. It is my koyach. Not that much different than shooting an arrow. There's a time delay. Well, an arrow could be a long time. I shoot a missile here and it takes intercontinental to ballistic, whatever it takes. Takes 6,000 miles to the travels. Doesn't get there for another 20 minutes. That's kocho. A guy shoots a rocket and he kills somebody 1,000 miles away. That's kocho. So time doesn't really make much of a difference. So to over here, I lit a fire, I'm having a barbecue, and an hour later it burns down the other guy's house. That's called kocho. The only reason why I thought maybe it's not koch, maybe it's not mazik, is because koch acham urabo, kamash belon, ignore that piece of information. Kamash belon, that this is called koch api alocha. So what is the Chiddush HaTorah? Is the Chiddush HaTorah that this is koch like we suspected possibly beforehand? Or is the Chiddush HaTorah that this is just like breaks all rules? This is a Chiddush HaTorah, unbelievable Chiddush HaTorah. It's not a not koch and you're still chayef, kihu it's koch. So which one is it? That's a Mishal. That's a Sophic. What is the Chiddush HaTorah of Hamavir? Is Hamavir telling me that it's a Chiddush, it's exists a Kosov, it doesn't make any sense, it's not really Kocho. Apidin is not really Kocho. What do I say? No. The Chiddush Hamavir is that you're right. Af Alpi Shekoyach Acher V'chulim Urabo, it's still Nechshav Lekocho. Which is it, Rabbi Sai? Who's got a Reb Chaim? Who's got a raya for me? Who's got Reb Chaim's raya? What's Reb Chaim's raya? From the Gemara itself. The raya brewers of Reb Chaim from the Gemara itself. From Baba Kama Dab Chafetz. Let's go back for a minute. The Chabez and the Bez. They're all my oh, shit. What's up? The third of the Mamakam is Chabez and the Bez. Trying to bring a raya. Who's right? Rabbi Yechon Mishlochish. Toshma. Hamadik is a Godish. The whole story of the guy burns down the Godish. There's a Gdi Kofaslo v'Evet Samachlo. Yeah? Evet Kofaslo v'Evet Samachlo, Potter. Right? In the case where the Evet is tied up, so the Evet get killed, it's come with Ramine, you Potter for the Godish. So what was the magic line of the Gemara? Bishlam l'man diyam isha m'shim chitza m'shim hachi Potter. Can someone please explain to me that line? Just read me that line. Bishlam l'man diyam isha m'shim chitza m'shim hachi Potter. Then I understand why you're potter and the mammon. Why? Because of what? No, because you killed your because you chayav misa. What's licked in that line of the Gemara? What is behind the scenes of that line of the Gemara? What equation did Chazal make without questioning even an iota? What equation? That there's absolutely no difference between one and what, Rabbi. the Zikin Misa. The Gemara is learning the sugi of the Zikin, but learning Bavakam, we're not learning Sanhedrin, which is talking about paying cash. And the Gemara states, Bishlam Laman the Isha Mishim Chitzo. According to Rabbi Yechon, who says Isha Mishim Chitzo, Rabbi Yechon wasn't even talking about Mrs. Bezdin. Rabbi Yechon was talking about Bavakam, he's talking about Mominus. And the Gemara said with a straight face, Bishlam Laman the Isha Mishim Chitzo, Mishim Hachi Potter. That's another way of saying in Zikin equals Misa in the sugi of Isha. Isha Mishim Chitzo. Says Reb Chaim, I don't know why is that true. Why does the Chazal know that that's true? Says Reb Chaim, I have a kasha on that statement. What's the kasha? If you hold, the statement doesn't make any sense.
If it were a complete chiddush, then the gzeiras hakasav is only by mamon.
What does that mean? Says Reb Chaim, if it's a chiddush gzeiras hakasav, that this is not really koicho, and Yechayev were making believe it's koicho, it's a gzeiras hakasav licked in hilchas nezikin. Mehechet teise that you could extrapolate from there to Misa. We have a general rule called Eichawa. It's a din what, not a din what. Plug in the words, everybody say. L'chur, it's a din what? It's a din prada, not a din kholi. So Mehechet teise that Chazal were right. That you could ask a kasha, bring a raya from Yechon and from the Mishnah based on this equation. This whole equation is a faulty equation. Says Reb Chaim, Zemin Fadah from this equation, licked in this line of Chazal, this Kodesh HaKadosh, this word of Chazal, was the clear understanding that Chazal understood that the Gzeres HaKosav HaMavir is not just the Chiddush B'Alma, but rather the Gzeres HaKosav is, even though there's a Koch Acher, which could have potentially led me to believe that it's not called Koichai, Kamash Blah, it is called Koichai, once the Gzeres HaKosav is a not exists a kosa biyama, exists a kosa chiddush biyama nezikin. It doesn't even address the zikin. What is the nature of the pasuk? The pasuk is addressing a global question: how to view the physics in halacha? How to view something that took place through my koach plus koach of a rabbi? Is that my ma'isa? Is that my koach? Is that not my koach? That's a general statement. That has nothing to do. That's not limited to the boundaries of nezikin. That could be impact on hilchas misa as well. And because Chazal understood in that line of the Gemara that the nature of the Gzeres HaKosav is such that's Megala to me, that's called Koicho, then you can jump and you can extrapolate quickly from Ezekiel to Misa. That's Reb Chaim's Raya. So Reb Chaim is not a shy, not even a question, says Reb Chaim, that it's clear from Chazal that this is the correct interpretation. What do we gain from here, says Reb Chaim? What do we, so far, very nice from in and of itself, the aim of just to see a line of Reb Chaim, to read a Gemara, has see how Reb Chaim read a Gemara. Wow. Is that Reb Chaim read a Gemara? Most of us read the Gemara that way, right? Come on. No, you read the Gemara that way. But now Reb Chaim takes it to the next step. Look, Reb Chaim, what would the din be if you have an Eish that doesn't have Kalecha Adam to it? If I can create for you a scenario of an Eish that happens not to have Koich Adam to it, to begin with. I don't know whether I'll find that Eish or not, but I'm going to try to find your case without Koich Adam. Could you call that Isha Mishim Chitzav? What does that depend on? On this Chakira. If you hold the wrong side of the Chakira, that Hamavir is a Chiddush, that whenever it's Eish, even though it's not Kocho, it's still treated as Kocho, then what's the difference whether it physically has kocho or doesn't physically have kocho? If Alpi did, it's not kocho anyway, it's chiddush ha-Torah, so then the chiddush will apply to all cases of Eish. But if you tell me that the chiddush is not the chiddush bi-alma, but rather it's just a way of fine-tuning what we knew all along, but mendevar mamurim, that's when we can realistically say there's a kocho adam here. But if there is no kocho adam here, you can scream a mavra from today till tomorrow, a mavra is not going to help you. The Gzeres HaKosav is not going to help you because kol zman that we can't initially declare that there's a Koich Adam here, you can ignore the Koich Achif today and tomorrow, but it's not going to be called Koichai. So you need the baseline. You must have that baseline. Without the baseline, you can't get anywhere in life, right? So you need that base. You need that starting point of real Kocho. Then we can evaluate this Koich Achim Rabo, and Hamavir makes us ignore the Koich Achim Rabo. But if you don't have that baseline to begin with, of being Koich Adam, there's nothing to talk about. So give me a case, you might say. Give me a case. Give me an Eish. Give me an Eish that doesn't have Koich Adam. Good guess, right? Very good. That's Reb Chaim's story. Avana Sakina Masal, Shenichem Berosh Gagel. He's ego. I left my rock on the roof. And I went away. I went on vacation. And a month later, a wind comes and blows it down. Das ist kach adam. Chaleitzonis. It's nifsa kaicha. His kach is gone. Kocho means when I start, I shoot out a force, and there's an ongoing process. Again, it may take a long time for it to happen, but it's still going to be arrow. It may go very, very slowly, but that's still kocho. I shoot a missile to travel 6,000 miles, so it takes a long, long time to get there. That's still mikachi. I put a rock on a roof, and I walk away, and a month later, a wind blows it down. That's not mikach. Bechlal is not mikach. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, on that kind of ish, you can't possibly say ish mishum chitzav. It's not possible to call that ish mishum chitzav. And if it's not possible to call that ish mishum chitzav, then, by definition, what can you not say? You can't say Yechayev al Tzadim HaMazik. And what else can you not say? You can't say Yechayev Misa. Because the Gemara in Heder 9 Zion, to make Yechayev Misa, the Bishayim's kasha was, let's make Yechayev Misa al Tzeish. That was all assuming that Isha Mishim Chitza is gonna be behind us. But the minute that you pull out Isha Mishim Chitza out of the equation, because it's impossible to apply Isha Mishim Chitza under such circumstances, so then obviously you're not going to Yechayev Misa. What's the glaring hole, though, according to Reb Chaim, which Reb Chaim is about to close up? What's the glaring hole? It's such a gevalka pshat. It's unbelievable pshat, this pshat, Reb Chaim. You have to think about this, digest this. If you sat in Volozhin, you know, more than 100 years ago, 130, 140 years ago, Reb Chaim was walking the streets of Volozhin and saying this pshat. This was lo yuman ki yisupar. He had a chakira. It arrived from a Gemara. He used that to apply to answer the kasha of all the Rishonim. For Emphat the Shita Sarambam, classic Mint Reb Chaim. What's the glaring kasha? The most glaring kasha is against what? Against Hagemara. Why is it against Hagemara?
Because the Tolda and the
Hagemara calls Avonos Hagim Masel Tolda Veish. How in the world can the Gemara call Avonos Hagim Masel Tolda Veish if the very essence of Eish it's not? Reb Chaim's trout is too good. It's overkill. He made Avonos Hagim Masel so radically different than Eish, so then. Go back to the Gemara. Why the Gemara called Tol Devesh? Reb Chaim smiling in Shemayim. He knew this kasha. He addressed this kasha. What does Reb Chaim say? What does Reb Chaim say to this kasha? Anyone saw the rest of Reb Chaim? No one read it through. Comes Reb Chaim and says, surprise, there are two dinim. But this is not Reb Chaim's two dinim. This is the Gemara's two dinim. You know, we usually think that Reb Chaim made up two dinim. That's ridiculous. Chazal spoke in Lashon HaSadum. They didn't sometimes use some of the phraseology of risk of 150 years ago. Okay, so some of the nuances maybe when it's Chadish Reb Chaim, but the basic structure, the basic concept is here in the Gemaras. The Gemara says that there are two kinds of Eish. Where does the Gemara say that? Anyone saw? On Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to spend a lot of time on that in the next video. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that Eish Shem Chitzav, right? Sometimes. Sometimes Isha's Mishum Chitzav and sometimes Isha's La Mishum Chitzav. What does that mean? The Gemara says, even Rabbi Yochanan, who says the biggest proponent of Isha Mishum Chitzav, Bamed Devar Mamurim Kishaloch Kol Lo Chitzav. That's only true if my arrow wasn't stopped. But if my arrow was stopped and restarted, that is not Isha Mishum Chitzav. What in the world does that mean? So the Gemara gives two Mishalim and the Chav Gimel Menalf. And again, hopefully in the next Sugi we're going to come back to that Gemara because there's a lot to say about that Gemara. The Gemara depicts on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph two different illustrations of Eish. One case of Eish is, I light a fire in my backyard, and there's a clear line of destruction from my backyard to your backyard. There's no fireproof wall in between, there's nothing stopping it. If that fire gets out of control by a wind, by a ruch metzuya, that fire is going to go to your backyard and burn down your property. That is Isha Mishum Chitzav. There's nothing stopping that fire. Then the Gemara has another case. What if there is something stopping that fire? And something that could have blocked that fire. There's a stone wall there. The fire's not going anywhere. I light the fire in my backyard, and the fire's not going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, the stone wall falls down. Crazy! Somehow the stone wall falls down. And I'm standing there and watching. Ha ha ha! Great! Now my fire's going to go get you. I didn't even have to do it. The Baruch Hashem took care of it for me. Zoche nas melach benasas de'echerim. So the wall fell down, and it's going to go right into your property. a chayv a potter for that ish. And when Tzvach of Gimel and Alf, Chaim quoted. Chaim quoted Gemara, didn't look it up. How did that be? Chayv a potter, anyone know? Any guesses? I lit a fire. I'm looking at the stone wall between us. And then the stone wall falls down, and I'm watching that stone wall. Ha ha, gavaldi. Chayev a potter. Chayev. Isha mishim chitzav on that one? Not a chance. Kol lo chitzav. When I lit that fire, that arrow wasn't going anywhere. So why am I chayev? If I'm not chayev, I'll teach mishim chitzav, why am I chayev? The Gemara says, my fire is no better than my mamon. If I have an ox, and the ox is totally, completely locked up in my backyard, and there's a stone wall in front of that ox, and then somehow that wall falls down, and I sit there and I laugh, and I watch my ox go out and run out and damage you, am I potter? I'm a sugar, of course I'm a chayev. Aye, but the stone wall fell down. Okay, but you're responsible to rebuild it, or lock your ox up, blow out your fire. You can't sit there passively and watch your property damaging somebody else. So comes the Gemara and says, in the second crazy case of Eish, that crazy depiction of Kol Lochitzav, Avadi Chayev, but the Gemara says, Beferish and Chavkim, you're not Chayev al Chitzav, because that's Kol Lochitzav. Yechayev al Tzwa, Yechayev al Tzwa Moinoi. Zokhtrim Chayev, any Eish that Yechayev al Tzwa Mono for, will you be Chayev Misa for? No, absolutely not. Right? Only Isha B'Shem Chitzav Chayev Misa. Avano sakidim asol shenichin b'resh gagoi v'nafla b'ruch mitzuya is a tolda of Eish. Which Eish is it a tolda of? Is it a tolda of Isha Mishim Chitzav? Or is it a tolda of Isha Mishim Mamonai? Which one is it closer to? I put a, here's the roof, I left the suitcase on top of the roof, and now the wind comes 20 minutes later and blows it down. So I'm chayav, the comment of Gibel, it's a tolda of Eish. No question about it, I'm chayev. There's a kshom to told of Eish. Which Eish is it chayev? Is it closer to the model of I lit a fire with a clear path of destruction? Or is it closer to I lit a fire when there was a block of a wall and then the wall fall down? Is this kolo chitzav or kolo chitzav? What's the answer? Obviously, this is much closer in nature to what? To what? This is so kolo chitzav, there was no chitz to begin with here. I don't know anything. It is better than Kol Lochitzav. This is the ultimate Kol Lochitzav. So I'm chayef to pay for it. It's a told of Eisha, right? But it's a told of Isha Mishum Amonai. It's not a told of Isha Mishum Chitzav. And as being a told of Isha Mishum Amono, it's not going to be Chayim Misa. Comes to Chayim and says, when I throw a rock up to the air and it falls down, if it falls down 2 feet away, what's that called? What did the Gemara call that? That's koch. That's my koch. That's my koch. So that is Isha Mishum Chitzav. And for that I'm chayev. Well, that's even better than Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's mamish. That's other maharig mamish. But when it falls directly down, gravity is a koch acher? Absolutely. So why am I not chayev misa for that? Isha Mishum Chitzav, like Taisus, what's the answer? Because that kind of gravity, that is called, that's the halakha equivalent of the avada sakid masel b'rosh gago. It's identical, not like the ran. It's identical to ruach. It's identical to karach b'rabo. Not like Rabbi David's physics. It's identical. And guess what? In the gimel and beis in Baba Kama, if I would leave a rock on the roof and a wind would come and blow it down, I wouldn't be chayav misa. I give out to the told of heish and yichayav misa for heish. Yeah, you chayev misa for tolus of eish when it's isha mishum chitzavs, but not tolus of eish when it's isha mishum amonai. So this whole gevaldik of what Reb Chaim only started because of this chakira. If you would have learned that the chiddush of isha mishum chitzavs, the chiddush of this called tolus of many kashas, then I would have said every and all kinds of eishes would always say isha mishum chitzav on it. But once you said the gzeres hakosav is not a chiddush bi'alma, but rather it's kochach urabo. Next of the kocho, then you limit the gzeres hakosav to those cases where the pre-existing koch exists, and those are only cases of lo kol lo chitzav. Once it's called chitzav, then you're going down a different parish, the parish of mammon. When you're going down the parish of mammon, there's no chiyuv misa on that. And that's the pshat inside Heretz Apayim Zayin. And that Reb Chaim claims that is Shittas HaRambam. No, it's cool, right? Nobody else thought of this. Anyone figure this out? Who figured this out before they read the Reb Chaim? Who figured it out after they read the Reb Chaim? Who knows what I'm talking about even if they heard it in Shia? Nobody. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Nobody, not one hand. What? Mostly. Who could say they understand rove of what I said? Who said thinks it's a mere hamotzi of not knowing what's going on? Okay. Yeah. Now we're open for questions. Okay.
I'm still between lighting a fire in the backyard and then 20 minutes later a wind blows it, and putting the object on your roof and 20 minutes later the wind blows it. Why one's kocha, one's not kocha?
Putting an object on the roof is not kocho. I didn't get it started. It's not moving anywhere. It's placing an object on the roof. There's no kocho adam b'chlal. When I light a fire, there is
but
a kocho adam. I'm
the item on the edge
placing
of the
an item on a roof is a placing an item. That's not a kocho. I'm not pushing that item in any direction. I'm placing that item.
If you just light a fire that's stationary.
So Mestama, that's still called. Reb Chaim is assuming that's still called kocho adam.
In the case of the rock, throwing it up, that's not starting a process? That's not moving it either?
Because when it just comes down, so Reb Chaim is saying that you want to know why is that not closer still to the model of the fire that took a while to go. That last akuru, the Reb Chaim is saying that when you throw it up and it comes down, so yes, Rabbi Nadav is not right, that we're treating gravity like a wind, but why can't you say that that's called, that's Reb Chaim's tightening that because it's come down. I threw it up and it's coming down, so my koch is over.
That's because of the reversal.
Yeah, function. I think so. Yeah.
You could also say perhaps koch is irrelevant. You simply drop the rock, you did nothing. You dropped the rock. Throwing it up just, you know, doesn't change anything. It's coming straight down.
Right.
So it's no different.
Maybe. I don't know. I think about that. I don't know. Yeah.
The same thing called the fish that Rabbi Yochanan holds in the Mono and.
Yeah, no. Reb Chaim's breakthrough is that Isha Shemchitzev only applies to when you have a pre-existing koch that's there, and when the Gemara calls Avodah Segidah Masel told of Eish, it didn't mean real Eish, it meant the secondary din of Eish. Primary Eish according to Reb Yochanan is Chitzev. The secondary Eish is what the Gemara Bava Kama is talking about. That's the Chiddush Reb. So now it's over. I think it's history. Right, that's history.
It stopped.
Right. I think that's the point. That's history.
So you still have to say that there's a difference between wind and gravity then?
No, I didn't give.
Because if wind was the same thing as gravity, then it's the same exact case. Because you start something, and then there's a koach acham that causes something else. Okay, so then that's why it's different. Then the gravity is different because it's making it go another direction. But you still have
I don't know, think about that. Okay, I think about that. This is not Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David just called this, says gravity is not a koch meruv, it's nothing. According to Rabbeinu David, gravity doesn't exist. It's a non-entity in halacha. So Reb Chaim is not saying it's not an entity in halacha. He's saying that my take a look to Reb Chaim. Yeah. No, it has to do with the striking of the mash. That's not the case.
What is
it's the moving along the fire, yeah. Moving along the fire, that's called adding more fuel to the fire. That's called kocha.
But if the whole way to the fire is only through
kocha, once when I say the word create the fire, means I'm creating some item that's burning, whether I lit that, whether I struck a match, or whether I rubbed two sticks together, whether I threw something else into the fire. That's called an act of a koach of Malik Saish. And now, when that's a koach of Malik Saish, yeah. Yeah. So that's this. That's what Chaim is claiming, that placing a stone on the roof is not a koach adam b'chlal. It's a big difference, yeah. I think there's still a big difference. I think so.
Can you think of a throwing a rock up case? When you throw a rock up, at some point, it's going to be a very small time, but at some point the rock stops.
That's what we're saying. That's the same idea that we're saying, right? That's what we're saying. That's the kolsa, kolsa koicha, basically. Maybe. I mean, the H is only a mazik if there's something there in the way. If there's something standing above me and I throw a rock up, it's going to smash the thing also. So it may just be a metzias.
But I think there's a chiluk between an H which is a mazik b'mkomo and the Evan which is a mazik because of the kof that's in it.
I don't know. It's very, very philosophical. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, everyone's got to redo Reb Chaim again, okay? Everyone get the basic tzuva Reb Chaim said, putting aside this last nekuda, the basic teretz, the basic mahalach. Everyone got the chakir Reb Chaim, the raya Reb Chaim, the answer, the chiddush about Agamara? No, nothing. All that, okay, you got the basic part. Yeah.
Did we say that when you put the rock on the Rosh Hagag, that's called Mokhita, or it's not?
Yeah, it's not even.
Or it doesn't even answer the
It's for sure halachically, no, it's no better than Kol Mokhita. Maybe it's not Chitza Volti, I'm not even sure.
So when you say that's equivalent to like lighting candles on
Arab Shabbos. Wait, we got a long way to go through this one here. We're still about to say that. We're gonna get to the lighting candles. Hang in there with the light candles. Before Friday we'll figure out how you light candles. Maybe, yeah.
Is
this
different than Tosfos?
It's different than Tosfos, it's very different. Tosfos said the whole Gemara is wrong.
Well,
Tosfos said, so Reb Chaim said even Rabbi Yochanan agreed in the fact that this is Mamono. That's not what Tosfos said. I mean,
he's just using it's like along the same logic, it's just
it gets to the same place, but it's an unbelievable kamecha mizuk v'mayrev. It's the only nekuda of similarity is that we're getting rid of chitzav and plugging mamono. Tosfos said because we threw Rav Yochanan out and we picked up Shlokish, and the Rambam says no, we accept Rambam and Rambam say of course we follow Rav Yochanan, but even in this kind of a case, Rav Yochanan would agree to Shlokish. Right, so that one nekuda similarity. It's a big difference in Allah. Okay, Rabbi Segud. So. Rabbi said we have a few different biurim on what to do with this gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin. Why you're not chayv to throw it up and coming down? We had Rav Meir David from yesterday. We have Tais Shalak Halach and Ram and Rav Chaim Razzle Dazzle. Rabbi said comes the Chiddush Aran himself and weighs in on the topic and he says I'm going to give what I think is the emissary answer to this kash. What happened to Isha Meshub Chitzav in Sanhedrin Dafayin Zayin? Comes the Chiddush Aran. Comes to the Sharan and says, "You got to find it."
Number 10.
Oh, next page. Lefika chadi oimer says the Ran. Rabbi Nedavid is not right. Taisus Vizicha not right. Never heard of Reb Chaim. He wasn't. Lefika chadi oimer says the Ran. You want to know what the MC answer is? Lefika chadi oimer she'ein ledamos niske mamon leritzeach. That's what the Ran just said. But the entire question is based on a faulty premise that Hilchos Misa carry over the same rules from Hilchos Nezikin. It's just pashut not true. And I'll tell you, says Ran, I'll prove to you that it's not true. Mishum deretzeach, akel rachman agabei. We already know from other areas of halacha that the standards for being chayef or tzich and the standards for being chayef or nezikin are not the same at all. For Marshall. After all, if a person by mistake kills somebody, but if by mistake you damage, you chayev nizikin. Ademud liyaylam. It's a mission of chavav. Ademud liyaylam. In the shegi, in the maze, in the anis, in the rotzim. So the Ran says, zamen fun hilchus shegi, hilchus aynes, that the standards are not the same. Now again, this in no way impacts on our shayla. We are not discussing intent. What are we discussing? The action. Was there an action of Ritzich? Was there an action of Nezikin here? So they're almost like two different aspects in Halacha. Whenever you're done on anything, you have to be done. We spoke a lot about this. In the Limit says Kedushin. We spent a lot of time on this. Every time you look at a Maisa Kinyan, there are two different parishes. You have to look at the what? At the Das. The degree of cognizance, the degree of awareness, the degree of knowledge and intent. And what else do you have to look at? You have to look at the Maisa. You can have all the wonderful intent in the world, But at the end of the day, you didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, so the Kinyan didn't happen. And if you did a Maisa Kinyan and you didn't have the right intent, so the Kinyan is bottle, is meaningless, just the Varmi Alma. So when it comes to a Maisa Vritzicha, there are two things that have to be determined. I imagine that courts of law, the Havel of Abdullahs, try to figure out, is the person going to be punished for Ritzicha? So you have to do two different things. You have to figure out, was there Ritzicha here? Did he do the murder? Did he do it in a way that's going to be subject to punishment X, Y, and Z? There are different ways of killing people. You can have, fill me in on this. First degree, second degree, homicide, all kind of different degrees. A vehicular manslaughter, there are a lot of different maisim that can be done, and there are different dargas of punishment in secular law. So l'havdol of those, and Allah also. In order to be chayav misa for tzicha, it's not enough just to say I don't like the guy and I caused him to die. It has to be a maisa for tzicha. Machi ish v'meis. Lo sirtch means it literal. So it's got to be a machi ish v'meis, and there are halachas that govern what's called a maisa for tzicha. In addition to the maisa for tzicha, we have to figure out what the person's intent was. I could have done an absolute clear cut maisa for tzicha, but I didn't know what I was doing. If I was sleepwalking, I had no idea, and I walked up to somebody and I shot him. So I did an absolute vice versa, but I was a lump or die. I didn't know what was going on at the time. So Basil's not going to kill me for that. So comes the Ran with a very startling statement. The Ran is trying to prove to us that the definition of what constitutes a Maisa Ritzicha and what constitutes a Maisa Mazik are not identical. And just because the Teres Mechadish does Mavris of the era that Ishav Shem Chitzo, that constitutes a Maisa of Adam Mazik. Like we said yesterday, Chayv Vidal Dvarim, Adam Achayvus, Adam Mazik Mamish, those standards are not going to carry over to Misa. The Ran runs to another area of Halacha. And he says, well, let me show you, I'll prove to you the standards are different, because by Misa, you have to be a much higher level degree of intent. That's not necessary when it comes to Nezikin. Eishkayach. So, we're not doing anything. We're not paskeding Hilchas Machshofa right now, we're talking about Hilchas Maisa right now. So it's a little bit of a pell on the Ran. The Ran's talking almost like in global terms. He's saying that, well, the standards are different. The standards of which aspect are different. So the stuff of the Ran was sensitive to that. The Ran understood that there's going to be somebody who's going to shepherd and saying, that's not a good pircha. That's not a good way to undermine the equation. That's not a good raya, because one is in Hilchas Mais, one's in Hilchas Das. So the Ran continues. The Ran continues and he says, no, I'm going to show you that even in Hilchas Maisa, there are real differences between them. The Ran continues. So the Ran says. So again, we're figuring out. We're back to the beginning. We're figuring out. In the damas niskei mamil ritzach min chir bis we should ritzach akarach mana gebed lo also the sheikh kemezer the kerot. The kaven shekain, but even she asked a poyel mamish bari hezeka kodesh she's chayav misa. And he brings you a marsha from Gemara Sanhedrin. We read the Ran. He's referring to another Gemara in the same daf in Sanhedrin. Okay, did I put that Gemara in the Mar Makamos? What did I put down? Where was it? I got the wrong sheet, so we gotta get sheet out of here. So we'll be number 9. Just keep that out of here. It's the wrong one. Okay, fine. Oh, okay. It's Mar Makam number 9 on Mar Makam on Makamos number 10. That's why we're confused. Okay, something about these numbers 9 and 10 just haven't been doing well for us. Okay. So the Ran is referencing the Gemara in the 9th of the Maimon Kamas. The Gemara said 9 Zion of Beis. This is going to be the punchline of the Chiddush Ran. He's going to change the world with this Gemara. Amra Papa. Hayman de kafte l'chavre v'ashkalei bitke demaya giri de deyu u'mechayev. Hani mi l'kech rishon v'kech sheni gram yamahu. Somebody wants to kill somebody else, but he doesn't have the guts to really kill him directly. So he wants to, create this criminal, this whole detective show kind of a thing, No one's going to really figure out what happened. Did he really do it? Oh, we are crazy. What does he do? He ties the guy up, okay? Right near a body of flowing water. Okay? But there's a dam that's blocking that water, so the guy's okay, he's safe. I mean, he's safe. He's tied up, but nothing's going to happen to him. And then what does the guy conveniently do? Breaks the dam, picks up the dam, and the water comes rushing in, drowning the poor victim. That's the Ritzach. That's Rav Papa's depiction, okay? That's the story. The Wild Wild West, okay? Like the Bonanza and Gunsmoke. I don't know what I'm talking about. There we, what? Batman, yeah, okay. Okay. Stay tuned. Same bat, yeah. Same bat time, same bat channel. Okay, good. All right. So the kids are, so the Mad Hatter and Joker and Penguin, they all gang up together. They are dynamic duo. They tie them up, and no one knows what's going to happen. And the waters have just been removed. The dam's removed. And the water's rushing in. And then some crazy, and they get saved or something. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says that, is that a Ritzeach? Is that not a Ritzeach? So Gemara depends. So Lom de Shavort. If it happens, Pekach Rishon, then you're a Ritzeach. If it's Pekach Shein, then you're not a Ritzeach. What in the world does that mean? I don't want to take too much time on this, because this is a major sugya later on for us, on the Abdallah of the Bays. But we'll go with just simply Rashi's Pshat, the easiest Pshat of the Gemara. Rashi says, I want to know. Rashi says, if the water comes rushing right away, immediately, that's a question, what's that called immediately, then you mamash ritzach. That's like shooting a person. That's like stabbing a person. You're using the water as the murder weapon. It doesn't matter whether it's the rock that's the murder weapon, whether it's your fist that's the murder weapon, the bullet, it's all the same thing. So you're using the water as a murder weapon. But if it's keach sheini, if it's some kind of a delayed reaction, again, unclear what that means, but some kind of delayed reaction here, when I open up the dam, perhaps the water doesn't reach you right away, something delayed, whatever that means, that's called, that's living the keich sheni, and you're not chaya for that. Ferish Gemara Sanhedrin. What?
What would you be chaya for?
In Shemayim, they're going to take you to task for that. But Mises Bezin, you're not chaya. Okay, and the Gemara uses the phrase, grama bi'almo. So comes the Chedish Aran and says, that second din, that if I kill a person, derech grama bi'almo, derech keich sheni, says the Ran, I don't believe it would apply to Nezikin. I don't believe such a tool would exist for Nezikin. I think, says the Ran, that if you damage a person through the same thing, let's say instead of me killing a person that way, I took his ox and I put his ox and tied his ox down and then let the water go, and now it takes an hour and a half till the water goes, and I was mazik the ox derech grama, the Ran says I'm chayav for that. He doesn't believe that that distinction has any relevance in a chus Nezikin. So shteik the Ran. Says the Ran, once I'm telling you, I'm convincing you that there's no such distinction of Chus Nezikin, what do you see from here, Rabbi Say? That Misa and Nezikin are different what? Not just in terms of what, but in terms of what? Fill in the what's. Misa and Nezikin are not just different in terms of Kavana, but even in terms of Hagdara Samaisa. The Hagdara of what constitutes a Maisa Ritzicha is different than what constitutes Maisa Hezek. And proof positive, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, that labels Kech Sheini is not a Maisa of Ritzicha, even though it's obvious, says the Ran, to anybody, that it does qualify as a Ma'aseh of Mazik. And therefore, this only strengthens and supports my argument, because the Ran is trying to convince us that the standards of Ma'aseh Ha'odom for Misa and Ezekiel are not identical. So we started with almost like a little bit of, the Ran is in Meichel's, I don't know, almost like a weaker argument. They bring your raya from Shegig and Mezid, which we said we can easily deflect, because Shegig and Mezid is a din in Kavanah Sa'adim, not a din in Hagdara Samaisa. But now the Ran's talking the language that we like. Now he's talking Hagdara Samaisa, and he sees that it's a very, very powerful argument. So the Ran says, because I just convinced you by these two arguments, therefore, now I understand why the question that Tosfos and the Ben Dovid and the Ram and Reb Chaim, everybody before and after the Ran were bothered with, why are you chayav misa for throwing the rock and I'm coming down? What happened to Isha Mishum Chitza? What's the answer? Isha Mishum Chitza was never nischadish by misa. It was only nischadish by Nezikin. That's the MSA answer, says the Chedish Aran. Now Rabbi say, do we think those rayas are convincing? The Chedish Aran said. Well, the first raya we already had issues with. That's machshava, that's kavanah, this is maisa. Are we convinced with the second raya of the Ran? The second raya of the Ran is only as true as his facts are. Who told the Ran that you're chayav and nezikin in this case? Kerech sheni. The Ran almost made up this din. He says it's milsa the pshita that you're chayav and nezikin b'chayav gavna. And zepman from doa that misa and nezikin are different. So you see that the definition of doa samayis is different. So Bechilas Kavod, the Heilige, Heilige Ra, and Taisus absolutely disagree. There's a Taisus in Baba Kava, believe it or not, the Dalar Beis that takes on the Ra, says it's poshut not true, that the Din of Klech Sheni is a Paita Mezikin also. So the facts of the Ra are not even correct, necessarily. So hopefully Beth Shem, we get to the Dalar, but we can analyze that Taisus much more Be'erichos. So all the Raya's of the Ra, everything that's supporting this Ra's theory, the first Raya, we had Kashas on. The second Raya, we're not even sure the facts of the Raya are Muslim. We know they're not Muslim, but we're showing. So we're taking the Ran on faith alone. I mean, okay, you want to believe the Ran's a Heilige, Heilige, and me want to go over the Ran. But the Ran's developed this Yesod for us that Misa and Ezekiel are radically different from one another because the standards are different. Now, the emes is, the Ran could have come to the same conclusion almost in a simpler way. He wouldn't have even needed all the Rayas. What would have been a much simpler, straight to the point way of saying that Misa and Ezekiel are different? It's on the board. Which one? The side of what? The side of the Chagiga that Reb Chaim rejected. But Reb Chaim mached the vek, but the Ran is in effect saying, but he didn't say it simply. He didn't just say it's exist because don't bother me. He's bolstering, he's strengthening the distinction. He's not letting us just stop and say it's a distinction. He's explaining to us why it's a distinction. The only problem is his two rayas were not so convincing. For us, you know, we have kashas with his rayas. So, we don't have rayas for the run. On the other hand, we'll take his word on faith. And it's a really great answer. It mamar solves. It avoids the whole Reb Chaim, Shtikl Torah. It avoids Taisus having a Marish Lekei Alocha. It avoids the Chedush Aran's physics with the gravities, Ma'is Alech. It's so glad it's gewaltig, it's pumsh, it's a pell in all the other Mishonim. Why didn't anybody else say this? What's the answer? Why did anybody else say this? Because he's against what? He's against the Farshah Gemara. What Farshah Gemara? Read the Gemara 16 times already. What? Toshma. Hayek di Madik is a Goddish. Vayek di Kafas of Evet Samachloi. Potter. Why? Because it came with Ramine. Raya, that Yechai Misa. I teach him Shemchitzo. What is the Ramine in that Gemara? That Gemara is staring in the face of the Chashiran. And he doesn't even ask it. He doesn't even address it. Now, the Heilige Ran, for multiple reasons, did not forget Chavez or Veiz. First of all, he didn't forget anything. The Ran, Nukolotar, Kula, Tachas, Yado. You read any Ran in Maseches Nedarim, and you come to the realization that the Ran had Kolotar, Kula, Sada, Befana. And number two, his whole discussion, he's talking about the Gemara in Daf Chavez. He didn't turn the page. He didn't roll the scroll. But the Ran didn't remember the next line of the Gemara. The Ran is discussing his Reish of Rubo in the Andav Chavez, and he's conveniently ignoring the fact that the very next line of the Gemara undermines his entire pshat. Who realized this problem in the Ran? Who has a solution for the Ran? Who learned Ksubas with us a few years ago? Who remembers the solution from Ksubas from a few years ago? I'm not even sure we said it in Ksubas a few years ago. Maybe we didn't much. Let's read the Gemara again. Everything goes back to the Gemara.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say you actually chayav misa. It just says that you're chayav misa enough to get out of kimanu.
No, well, can you tell me what that means?
Well,
in
Ksuvos, in the third
paragraph,
talks about a case where
you're
not actually Chayav Misa.
You mean Shogin, Chayav Misa
Shogin.
Yeah, but that means once you Chayav Misa makes it, if by mistake you didn't do it with the right Kavana, then Tan V'chizki is going to kick in. But if you didn't do something that's a Mechayav Misa, then there's no Tan V'chizki. Shogin is Kavazim, it's actually more than that. So again, we're back to the Gemara again. Third of the Ramah Kavamos, the fifth time already. B'shlam l'madim ishim ishim chitzim ishim hachi potter. Forget the Ran. Totally forget the Ran for now. Put the Ran in the back for a second. Everyone okay with that line in the Gemara? I set fire to a Gaddish and it kills the Eved because the Eved was tied up. So I'm Chayav Misa for the Eved, therefore I'm Potter in the Gaddish. Anyone have any problems? I'll give you a hint. Third Perek Ksubas? Yeah, it wasn't at the same time. What happened first? We'll read it for a sixth time. Hamadik is a Gaddish. Who did it tell me? I was just reading yesterday. I don't remember, was maybe it was Rabbi Fal Volozhiner, I don't remember. Rabbi Fal Shapira, Fal Volozhiner was the son-in-law of the Netziv. He was the father-in-law of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim married the Netziv's granddaughter, so he was the middle generation of Reb Fal. So he had his own yichas, he had a father-in-law and a son-in-law. Chaim Fal Volozhiner, I think I'm not mistaken. So somebody came to him and said that they had chalish sadas because they learned a certain sugi 15 times and they didn't feel that they were kind of the sugi yet. So they said, Rafael started to laugh. I said, "Why? What are you laughing for?" He said, "What was the Havamina?" He said, "You learned it only 15 times and you expected to be kind of the sugi. What were you even thinking?" It was Geirei Malayach. It wasn't even Begedra Havamina in Volozhin. So we read it the seventh time now. Hamadim, keep on reading a few more times. So the Gemara says, Bishlom Adam Isha Mishim Chit Mishim Machi Potter. So wait a second. Why are you Potter? The chronology is off. The timeline is off. Hamadim is the Gaddish. You lit the Gaddish. So the damage happened when? Now. And then eventually the Eved is there, so the fire spread and it consumed the Eved, and Nebuch the Eved gets killed. There's a cloud Gaddol in Hilchos Kimli B'Draminei. What is it? It's got to be what? Got to be together. If you become Chayim Mammon before Misa, that's a no-go. That's a non-starter in Hilchos Kimli B'Draminei. Now, hang in there, guys, because hopefully Mitzvah Shem, we're going to get the Dalai Lama Beis. We're going to come back to this in the sugyas of Manasseh. We got a lot to talk about this Nekudah. There's going to be a lot of Ksubas coming back to life. But the Pashas Advarim of all the sugyas is that if the moment precedes the Misa, there's nothing to talk about. So why is the Kimli B'Draminei here altogether? So now we have two Kashas on the Gemara. According to Chiddush Yeran, the Gemara doesn't make any sense because there's no Kimli B'Draminei, because there's no Chiyah Misa. And even according to all the other Sham, the Gemara doesn't read. The Chalal doesn't read straight. Because it's not bidden, it's not the same talk, it's not simultaneous. No, who remembers from Ksubas? What's the answer to that Kasha? Zokta Rashba, on Dav Chabez and Mabez. I didn't put this Rashba in the Rambam Kamos, but hopefully it will come in the Rambam Kamos in a few seconds from now when we come back to this. Zokta Rashba, Bishlomo Rabbi Yechanan means, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's Kamal Rabbi Ramine here, but the Kamal Rabbi Ramine is nothing to do with the parish of Maki Ishva Meis Meis Yumas. It is not the Kamal Rabbi Ramine of Mises Beis in Bechlal. Because if it would be, says the Rashba, it's off time. It's the wrong time. What's the Chi of Misa here? When I light that, yes, not Shabbos, I light that Godish, and there's an Eved 2 feet away, what's the Shas, what's the Chi of Misa for lighting that Godish? Not a Ritzeach. It's been a Redev. At that moment in time, there's an Eved tied down to the floor, and I light a Godish. Ich bin a Redev. And what does the Gemara say in the end of Sanhedrin about a Redev? If someone's in the process of being raided somebody and they break somebody else's kelim, what's the din? Potter, you know why? Come, maybe the Ramine. They're not chayav misas beis din. We spoke about this earlier this year, didn't we? Wasn't this what I told that Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael? I took a walk on Riverdale about. Didn't we talk about this year? No. What do you see from this sugya? The Gemara says the first in Sanhedrin that I raided a chaver b'shibas a kelim potter. Why? Come, the Ramine. Why? Because the din of raidif is a din of what? The din of Einshin, it's not just din of Hatzolah Sadiyah. When did we talk about this? The very, very beginning of the year. By Einoshim and Adin, we spoke about this. The din of Reidev, lit in Reidev, Nichol in the Pash of Reidev, it's not just Hatzolah Sadiyah, it's Einish for the Reidev. So Reidev has the full possibility of creating a Ptur of Kiludramide. Says the Rashba, on the spot in Babakama Chabez, that's what the Gemara meant. Hanichol Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold that this guy's a Ritzeach, so he's a Ritzeach. But even though he's not doing an act of Ritzicha yet, the act of Ritzicha is not till 5 minutes later. But right now he's still in the parish of Reidev. So he's still in the parish of Reidev. It's a Kimmel Dramine. So in the moment that he lights the Godish, he's Nischai of Misa, alt parish of Reidev. He's Nischai of Mormon, alt Eish, and alt Zenemar, Kimmel Dramine. That's what the Gemara means, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, that you potter. But it's not the Parsha of Ritzech, the Parsha of Redef. So you state in Rashba. Feirish Rashi of a Kamacha Beis. Who sees the wheels turning? What do I say? Who sees the wheels turning? The Ran was from the same base medrash of the Rashba. Ran was the Talmud of the Talmidim of the Rashba. When the Ran read the Gemara of Kamach HaBeis, what did he not see? There's no Ritzach here. There never was a Parash of Ritzach here. The Gemara is not even talking about Ritzach. Are you Chayv Mises Beis? What's the answer? If you would kill somebody based on Isha Mishum Chitzel, does anywhere in Shas say Yechai Mitzvah based on? Nowhere. The only Gemara that everybody thought said it was this Gemara. That line in the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, that line in the Gemara was the source that got Tosfos bothered, Rabbeinu David bothered, and the Rambam bothered. Rabbi everyone was coming to him for that one line, says the Ran, in the eyes of the Rashba, there's no such line. It doesn't exist. Because the Gemara wasn't talking about Ritzev, it was talking about Radev. And in Ochanav, if you kill somebody, that way you're Takan HaChayef. Comes in Michas Chinuch and says, that is the Pshanuch, the Shiran. That is the Emes of Pshat. Now the Emes is, the Michas Chinuch didn't have a Chidush Shiran. He was saying what other, he was claiming other Rishadim held. But we're taking what he said and plugging into Chidush Shiran. Says Michas Chinuch, that's how the Gemara reads according to Chidush Shiran. That you're Chayev Misa, not Alts Misa's based in. Chayev Misa, quote unquote, Alts Reidev. And that creates the common ground. What unbelievable Chiddush Gadol Ad Me'od emanates from this Pshat in the Gemara. From the Michas Chinuch. Lo Yuman Ki Yusupar. What emanates from this Pshat. According to Chiddush Haran, to the eyes of Michas Chinuch, if you kill this Eved, we're not going to kill you. Because it's only Ishim Shem Chitzo, and that was Lonis Chadish in Hilchas Misa. Misa Lechon and Zikim Lechon. The two are not equated according to the Shiran. Even though we can't take you to task for a tzeach, we still label you as what? As a Reidev. You can have a Reidev who is held responsible and accountable as a Reidev. Nitan Latzil Benafsha, you kill a person in a way that wouldn't get you Mises Beis Din. That's what comes out from this job. What if I create a way, a plan to kill somebody through a Kirk Shani, that I'll get off scot free and Beis Din. They won't touch me in Beis Din. I'm still a Reidev. That's what Michas Chinuch says. He says, it's Nirul Adavah Chodesh to say such a thing, but he says, what am I going to do? The only way to read the Gemara is that way. It's an unbelievable chiddush, and hopefully we're going to talk a lot more about it later on, Daf Hey. This idea is going to come back to us again. Rodef l'chud, ratzeach l'chud, and you can have a parish of rodef even if the standards of ratzicha fall short. It's a chiddush gadol ad me'od. No pun intended, but this pshat is guilty of a l'chora, very serious what? Overkill. Why? So what is the Gemara's kasha mishlokish? The Gemara says, Bishlam the Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, says, Isha Mishim Chitzo, that I got while you're a Reidev. But according to Rish Lakish, you're not a Reidev. Why not? If you read the Gemara Kapshut, though, that Bishlam the Rabbi Yechanan, you're a Ritzayach. El Rish Lakish, you're not a Ritzayach. That's why you understand. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you're a Ritzayach. It's Kamlai. According to Rish Lakish, Nish Ritzayach, Nish Kamlai. But once you tell me that Gemara is employing another principle here, not Hilchas Ritzeach, but it's employing Hilchas Reidev, and the Chiyag Avna, that a Reidev isn't even going to be Chayav Misa. So then, what about Rish Lakish? So why did the Gemara present this as a Sirut HaShoch? The Gemara should have said the same way that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not Chayav Misa, because it happens to be Isha B'Shem Chita, which is not a Mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, and Hilchas Misa are the same. According to the Sharan, there's not an iota of difference in Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, and Hilchas Misa. Nishkin Ritzach, and yeah, it should be Reidev. This is not a kash against the Rashba, because the Rashba may very well hold that he is going to be a Ritzach in 5 minutes from now, so we're going to call him a Reidev for that Ritzicha, only according to Biyoch, not according to Reish Lachish. But the Michas Chinuch, who took the Rashba's pshat and plugged it into the Sharan, and now went the mile to say that you could have Reidev Beli Ritzach, and the Gemara falls flat on its face. So what was the kasha according to Rish Lakish? Who saw this kasha coming? Saw this kasha coming, okay. When you were preparing Shia this morning, preparing for Seder this morning, right? Everyone read the Chiddush Aran? Who here read the Chiddush Aran? Who here realized there's a kasha from Bava Kama Chobeis against the Chiddush Aran? How many hands are still up? Who here realized the potential answer to the Mechaz Chinuch? Who here, for those who still have their hands up in the air, realize that once the Mechaz Chinuch's pshat kicks in, then you have this glaring hole, gaping hole in his pshat? So you know who was the first one to realize this problem for the Mechaz Chinuch? Mechaz Chinuch himself, he had Kol HaTorah Kula literally in front of him. You know the Sefer Mechaz Chinuch was a kitzer, you know that. It was not the original Sefer. The original Sefer was much longer. And it got, it's not clear what happened to it exactly. It got stolen, got lost, and it's not clear exactly the whole sichsuch what happened. One of the mysteries in halakhic literature. But the original Mechaz Chinuch was no longer available. And Mechaz Chinuch had Chalisha Sadas that it got lost. And he wrote this Sefer as almost like a kitz atamtas advarim, like the Rashi Parakim of the original Sefer. They say it was Mamish Ben Shemayim, because the original Sefer would have been printed, no one would have read it, because it would have been too big to carry. And no one would be able to find anything, couldn't follow anything. So the Mechaz Chinuch, Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the Mechaz Chinuch, and let the first Sefer get stolen so that the second Sefer should exist, which became the, one of the classics of Torah in the last 200 years. So Mechaz Chinuch had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him, and he knew this kasha, clear as day. And he asked this kasha himself, and in one line he says, understand. Says no. You don't have to be an eligible Ratzeach to be a Reidef. But Yesh Gvul Bedover. And if you reach a point where your act of Ratzicha is so far removed, your action is so far removed, you can't even be called a Reidef. And Mistama Chazal understood that that line of demarcation is going to be found right between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That line of what the Gemara asked, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Zol Zayin is Nish Ritzeach, Abba Rodef is, but according to Rish Lakish, you're not even a Rodef. That line, the Mechaz Chinuch, is very, very difficult. I mean, again, who are we? Tachas Kapas, the Mechaz Chinuch, either his first edition or second edition, we're nobody. But that particular line is very, very hard to swallow. Because Im kvar az kvar, if you're already breaking down the line of demarcation of Ritzeach and Reidef, so I don't understand. I b'chal don't understand. But I'll tell my other problem. I'm asking that there's a din of Reidef without Ritzeach. That I could swallow that. I could be makabel that. But which aspect of Reidef could it be without a Ritzeach? I could understand why you have a right to save the Nirtzach. The proposed Nirtach. Why? Because if you tell me that the parish of Rodef is geared towards Bruch Nefesh of the Nirtach, Mahatli, where the Ritzach is killing in a way that's going to make him Chaybisan. At the end of the day, if the goal is to save the Nirtach, what do I care whether the Misa is done, Kedas, Chodin, Mahadrim, and Mahadrim, Ra'al Chumr, is to make sure you Chayim Misa Choladeus? If at the end of the day you're causing the death of an innocent person, we got to stop it. We got to save the guy, even if it means taking you out. So I understand where the Mechaschid is coming from. That you could have a Rodef without a Ritzach. But which aspect of Hilchas Rodef L'chor do you not have if there's no parasha of Ritzeach? You don't have the what? You don't have the Onesh part. What's the engine that drives the Kimlei of Rodef? Not that Tzolos HaNirdof. What's the engine that drives the Kimlei? The Onesh Abo. How in the world can you have an Onesh of Rodef if you wouldn't even have an Onesh of Ritzeach, B'chiya Gavna? So I got the Mechaz Chinuch, I Mekabal believe Shalom, you can have Reidef without Ritzeach, but I can't be Mekabal, you can have a Reidef als Einish of Reidef, without the possibility of giving that person Mises Bezdin at a later point. So I don't have any tainus against the Rashba. The Rashba was discussing a type of a Reidef that will result in Mises Bezdin, it just hasn't happened yet. But the Mechaz Chinuch took the Rashba and went a million steps further, so I have a lot of kashas on this Mechaz Chinuch. Again, kashas, the Haley Mechaz Chinuch. Chinuch, we call it Tarakula, but these are kashas. Tari Lamda Nitzar, you have to ask these kashas. So, I don't know, I'm having a lot of trouble with this Chiddush Aran. I can't put my fingers around, can't wrap my hands around this Chiddush Aran, because the only way to salvage the Chiddush Aran is through the eyes of Mechaz Chinuch, maybe there are other ways, but right now, through the eyes of Mechaz Chinuch, it's Pelagodl. It's a pella gemara. So the way the sugya now seems to be leaving us, we're not done with the sugya, we're nowhere near done with the sugya yet, is that we're almost putting the Chiddush Iran in the corner here. You know, that whole Chiddush Iran, Mirchas Chinuch, that whole camp, we're having thrown kashas at. We are granted that, you know, we had to deal with the Rebbeinu Dov's gravity, we had to deal with Taisa Shlokeloch, we had to deal with Reb Chaim's stones and all kind of stuff. We had other, there was nothing that was, you know, we were like unbelievably, like totally, you know, that's a freedom with. But on the other hand, the Chiddush Iran is taking it into a very, very difficult position, because you really got to work hard on that Gemara and Daf Chabez and go way, way past where the Rashba said, and create a whole new category of very different Ritzeach, which is very, very difficult for us to understand, and it doesn't seem to fit into the Gemara. So the best we can console ourselves is saying, it's a Chiddush Iran. It's a one Rishon, one Chiddush Iran. Okay, it's all Zayin. But everybody else agrees that Rabbi Yochanan, Nezikin and Misa, this was the Chayk V'Layavar. This equation was Chayk V'Layavar until the Chiddush Iran came and threw a monkey wrench at him. So Rabbi Yochanan, help me, tomorrow we're going to see, this is not just the Chiddush Iran. I'm going to say something that may sound startling, may sound very controversial, and maybe the Rambam also. The Rambam! We finished with the Rambam already. We just haven't even started. As John Paul Jones, what do you say? Not yet begun to fight. We haven't even started the sugi yet. So hopefully, we'll see him tomorrow.